problems that we might really have doesn't really matter. It's not really about the feelings that you feel good. So the grace you shouldn't really be receiving as the feeling, because God is very actual and practical. Your work of faith should be practical and actual too. That's why you really have to go to the front before the God, and it should be the correct understanding and interpretation, then you can actually overcome all those things while you're really... So it's not really like you have all these things all of a sudden. But this problem, are you really looking at the problem within the God's grace? So you should really have all this perspective. Then you can actually be able to. It's very difficult to. It's not easy to have the grace continually. So no one can actually do all these things. That those who really have the assurance of God's word, if you really have the assurance that the God will do, those who really have all this assurance, then they will really have the continuation. That's the power of the faith. You should really have that power, and then you can actually live with that. Last week, it was about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then Daniel actually had all this spiritual system. Then we call it spiritual summit, because since he was small, he had all this spiritual system. In the Bible, it doesn't really talk about Daniel's parents, but Daniel was also became captive in the first batch captivity. Along with Daniel, there will be the elites, young adults, all the sons and the daughters of the royal families. They didn't really talk about the parents, but he is actually coming from the royal family. So Daniel's parents may be related to the royal family, or even the kings. So they actually really had the assurance of the salvation. In that time, he became the captives when he was small, when he was young. He became the captives, and then it was under the situation that where no one actually could help him. But he was the one who really kept his faith. So since he was small, he received the salvation, he received the gospel. And what kind of assurance he actually had, even though he became captives, even though the king actually told him and made all the situation, the environment to bow down before the idols, but he actually go against it. Then he was actually having all this continuation of that faith. Then God really wants us to have that kind of continuation. Sometimes our faith is just falling down to the ground, and then you sometimes go sunk, and then you kind of fall into your own thing, you're in your own world, you wander around, and then sometime you just got the word of God, and then you just kind of came to the surface. So the grace is not really continued. Daniel, how much assurance did he really have, actually? What kind of assurance he actually had so that his faith couldn't get shaken, even though he was really caught as the captives, and he could actually have... So he didn't really bow down before the king. Then he keeps really having all this continuation of the faith. And because of the grace, he really had the assurance that he can actually overcome all these issues and problems. then you should have that kind of faith. Then God's grace, what kind of grace that He will really give you, it's the grace of the salvation. It's not just simply that your background has been really shifted from the hell to the God's kingdom. And then we are really living on this earth with the background of the God's kingdom. Doesn't really matter what kind of situation that you may be in. Regardless of all your problems, you or background, it's God's kingdom. You should really stay and remain in the grace of God so that you won't be afraid of the world. And these people said this, these people did that, and they are not, we are not afraid of that. Why? Because God is with me, and you have the assurance for that. So the problem is not going to be the problem. And those who are really saved, God's work, God's ability is really established upon them, which is the assurance that God is with me, that God will guide me. That's the assurance. And God will really answer me. Then they can be bold. Daniel the Bible doesn't really talk about his parents. How could he really have that kind of assurance since when he was young? Who actually told him this kind of God's word or promise and covenant? The Bible doesn't really say so. But Daniel really had all these beliefs and faith. Then who was actually showing to him this kind of faith? So for the little ones, for the young people, the parents are very important. Teachers are very important. Their faith are important. The church leaders' faith are very important. Because it doesn't really mean you teach them the faith and then they will really learn it. It's not really easy like that. But at least they can actually see the faith of the parents, faith of the teacher, faith of the church leaders within the God's grace. I should be victorious just like the faith that this person has. So they are actually, all these things will be accumulated in themselves. And then one day that kid, regardless of their life environment, and the faith will be revealed one day, then they will have that confession of their faith. Regardless of the situation, they will be able to confess their faith. So I bless all of you in the name of Jesus Christ to really be able to deliver and imprint all this kind of covenant in your offsprings. So just give them the message and then give them the training. All these things, they will be able to understand with their head, but there is no action in their life. So it doesn't really have any power in their lives. Through the pastors, through the church leaders, through the teachers. Oh, that is the faith that God is with them. When those things really enter into themselves, then their faith becomes so assured, and then from that, on top of that, it will be accumulated. So Daniel had that kind of youth age. He was in the line of the faithful family line, and that's how he actually spent his life when he was young. Since he was young, and he was actually standing as the spiritual summit, then he had that kind of assurance. So to their offsprings, what kind of faith should we really imprint? This is how you're going to do the walk of faith. This is how you're going to do this in the church. if we keep teaching them, telling them, it's not really the original gospel, we would really help them to enjoy why we should really be able to, why should we really, you really have to know why God really gave you the birth to this earth, to this world. Why did God really send you this certain school? So you should really find all these answers in the gospel. And then Daniel actually found it, and he actually had all this assurance. So he was not afraid, even though he became captive, even though he was put in the lion's den. He could actually deny the God's the king's order. So that's why God actually worked upon him, because those things were really imprinted since he was small. If I really tell you like that, so you might really worry about your child. Maybe that's true. So you have really started the walk of faith. One day, if when there is a time to really realize something, then from that moment on, then God will really work upon your child. You should really live inside of that grace. Not only in the church, you have to bring that grace to your life, lifestyle, so that in through your lifestyle, and then God's grace will be really shown. Daniel have heard the original gospel, which is the king of this air, king of this world is Satan. Everything is captured by Satan. So that's why all the people are actually deceived by Satan. So spiritually speaking, we have no power. We have no choice but to follow the world. And being the diligence, hardworking is everything for the human. And someone like that, like me, what do we really need the most? What is the gospel that we need the most? That is Genesis 3:15. The offspring of woman will come, and the offspring of woman will be the one who will crush the head of Satan, who deceived us. This Christ has been really come to us. With that assurance, we should have the assurance on that, and we should really have the assurance to really proceed. So even though the Satan is really like that and try to deceive me, but we know, I know that God's power, God's ability is given upon me. That with this faith, I will have the spiritual battle. With this faith, I will be victorious in the spiritual battle. If you really proceed like that, then all the darkness will be casted. So Daniel had that kind of assurance. Well, oh my goodness, I'm done with my life because I'm now captive. I have no vision and hope. So thinking like that is completely captured by Satan. Those people are really captured by Satan, then they'll be dragged. But we should really believe that this Christ has really come to crush the darkness, head of darkness, Satan, and then this ability and the power of God has really come upon me, and with that power, with that ability, we should really we should really have the assurance that God will be really guiding me like that. Because those who are really saved is actually complete. Because Christ is complete and perfect, and salvation is the complete. The God's word is complete. God himself is complete. So we are actually inside of someone who is perfect and complete. Your life has been now in the Christ who is complete and perfect. Of course, ourselves are incomplete. We'll be thinking of some kind of humanistic way. So what you need is this perfect Christ in yourself, so that this Christ will be my power, my healing, my ability. Then you can actually have received all these things, and then you should really have the assurance that you're actually in the ability like that. So Daniel actually knew it, and then he was really having that power and ability on himself, and that's how he actually lived. God has not abandoned you. Until the end of the earth, I will be with you. He never left you alone. He never abandoned you. Until the end, until the eternity, he'll be with us. That's Emmanuel. So your faith will just determine by the environment. It shouldn't be like that. In going through the difficulties, you enjoy Emmanuel. God is with me. So that this kind of thing, how much are you actually enjoying it in your life? That's something that you have to have. It's a continuation. Sometimes you might have hard times. It may be painful. You may fall down. You may have regret something. And then you come back. That's how it goes. You'll be disappointed and you'll be encouraged a bit. But Daniel, since he was small, he had this time that, so even you need to really start from today. No matter what kind of thing comes, then God is with me, Emmanuel, and God's power is with me right now. So all these problems I shouldn't be shaken by. You should really have that confession of the faith. So every day we have to possess that. Number two. When he was young, small, and then he had that kind of thing, then when he became the young adult, he really became someone who really revived and saved the world. So it was recorded that he was actually put in the lion's den. And through him, through Daniel, and then the world was really saved. Next generations, their offsprings. How exactly? Through the book of Daniel, you should really know how we can actually raise the next generation's offsprings. When they really grow up, your child will grow up and they will have the time of the young adult. They should really change. They should really change that they will be the one who will really help in and saving the field. When they really have the work, they should be the one who really need to save. save their field. Those people cannot, is not going to be shaken. If they don't have any basics of the faith, then the young adult age, they want to change, but they don't change much. They want to really change, but they don't change. Because all these things are really imprinted in them, so it's very difficult for them to change it. Really, they really have to fight, have the spiritual battle when they really become the become old. So they should really have all this assurance and all this faith when they really be. Then they should have that since they are small, and then when they become the young adult, they still have that continuation. Then they can actually change the world. That kind of education, spiritual education, need to be done throughout this church. Because all your kids has the vision. So if you really raise your child like that, and then it's very hopeful. And that's why we need the church, we need the pastors, we need the worship. Do you really think like this? In your daily life, normal life, you are really captured by all this life. Then there's no way for you to really think about all this future and everything. Then while you are not be able to thinking about all those things, and which means that you're actually leaving your offspring just alone. Because all the parents will really think that they really want to raise their child in the very best way, in a good way. That all the parents do have all those things, but the heart, but we don't know how. Even if we know how to, we can't really do it. But then the pulpit message is the one to really teach you and then let you know how you can actually do it. Well, that's why on Sunday, this time, how important this is. So first and most, you really have to have all this assurance of the faith. Because God will be really working upon them. I bless all of you to have that faith. Daniel's young adult age. He was captured as a captive. He became captives. And he maybe received lots of training. So the Babylonians actually caught all these elites. They wanted to really make the Babylon more prosperous using all these elites. So they wanted to really raise all these elites from Israel and make the Babylon as better place. So Daniel actually was raising and living in the palace for 2 years. So he was very wise. He could really talk to the king. When he was in charge of some job, and then he was really done swiftly. Because God was with him. God had all. So Daniel always communicated with Daniel. Even though he was a captive, But every day, three times a day, he was always praying. So how much communication did he really have with God? So he had lots of wisdom given by God. And no one could defeat Daniel when it comes to the wisdom. That's how much God actually blessed Daniel. So people will say that just they have to learn lots of things in the world and then having the knowledge is the best. But the best thing is that they should really have the wisdom. The wisdom given by God. So that they can actually, within the grace, and then we can actually solve all these things. So Daniel, since he was small, he was really rising and growing like that. Then after he entered into the palace, still God was pouring all this grace to Daniel. So you should have this kind of vision today. In Japan, there is 47 states, prefectures. How many in Babylon? 127. That's why there were three kings. Because it was 127 prefectures. So they should really have all this prime ministers to take care of all this entire nation. So Babylonians actually caught all these elites. Daniel was raising in the palace. Then who else was like that living in the palace? It was Moses. They become the prime minister. Since they were young, because they were spiritual summit with the God's word in them, the more they go, the more they actually, they really grew up someone that many people want them to work for them. So you should really have all this image and vision for your offsprings and then raise them like that. Don't really teach them like, oh, you just have to study well. You have to really enter into the place that you can actually earn lots of money. Will it be really everything? Your thought and then God's thoughts are completely different. That's why, since they are small, from now on, you should be you are the one who really revive this world. And all these politicians and even the presidents, you should really revive all these doctors. Because you are the one to really revive and save others. What if they really grow up with that kind of heart? And no one can stop that. Why? Because I'm the one who will really save in others. I'm the one who can actually change this world. If they really have that kind of imprint in them, then with the small things, are you going to be shaken and panicked? We should really have all these facts and be able to determine what really to do in front of God. In front of God, God really sent me for this. Then if you really are having a confession like that, then God will really be able to use you. So Satan was really jealous. So Satan will really know. And then Satan will really start it using all these politicians and everyone. He will really have So Satan really made Daniel to be killed by the king, not to be admitted by the king. The people are not really aware of all this satanic strategy. But Daniel was the one who couldn't really kneel down before the satanic strategy. So I have already made decisions in front of God. I can really pray in front of God. So he opened up the window of his room, and then looking at the Jerusalem, he prayed for 3 times. That's why all the politicians get together and try to change the law. So even if they really pass the law, even if it's good or bad, it will be their rule, their law. So people are actually bowing down before the king, and it's idol. Then they really made all the new law that if someone will be really bowing down before any other god, then those people will be killed and by throwing into the lion's den. So King Darius actually felt okay about that. Then he really passed it. So God will be really looking at Daniel with all the blazing glaring. All the other politicians were actually really looking at Daniel if he really doing something. But Daniel, as usual, as soon as he really prayed, so even though he was a captive, he opened up his window looking at the direction of the Jerusalem. So in the Bible it says he already decided to do that. I will pray even though I'm going in the life of the captives, still I pray to God. And then all those politicians were so happy because they finally realized and found that the Daniel is actually prey. So they really saw Daniel doing something other than their God and king. He was caught. But for some reason, lion's mouth were all closed. They cannot even bite. So Daniel was thrown into that lion's den. King Darius couldn't really sleep. And he stopped eating because he worried about Daniel so much. Is he alive or is he dead? Because I admit him, I trust him, I relied on him, then because of my own mistake, and because of all these people who just tried to make a trap, then Daniel was the one who really got caught. Daniel, are you alive? King, you should really live forever. Yesterday, last night, the angel actually came. And then angel is the one who really closed the lion's mouth. And that time, the king was so thrilled. All these people who had the conspiracy but to kill Daniel, themselves and their family, even the wives and the children, got caught and then were killed. And these people were actually thrown into that lion's den, but these lions were actually broke even their bones. So it doesn't really matter how much that they try to do, thus they will be protected by God from Satan. Even the king will change. So this kind of faith, that was the faith that Daniel was actually enjoying. How should we really raise our children? Then when they really say, oh, I have success and then I work for this company. No, you're supposed to be changing the company. Then someone who will really, then they should really know all the secret that God is with us. And we should really make sure that so you have to remember, even going through this crisis, that through the masterpiece of Daniel, all the officers, all the politicians, they created all the laws. They created the laws and everything, but they couldn't defeat anyone. So no matter what, where he actually went, he was actually having the life of that. And no matter where you are, you should really have all the victory in the prayer. As usual, it was his habit already. Even though he will be really thrown into the lion's den, he already knew that he'll be really protected. God will be protecting him. That is the life of someone who really had the life of the prayer. So I can kind of have relax here, and it's just up to here. But those people can't really have any strength. Who can actually win when the problem comes? Those people who really enjoys the power of God, who has assurance about God's kingdom. So even the God really was helping and supporting Daniel by closing the mouth of lions. This is something that we should really let him go. Let the offsprings know about that. Then the king was very happy, and then Daniel was really came out from the lion's den. But Daniel didn't even have anything on his. So Daniel really had all this trust in God. All the conspiracy. All these people who really had all this trap were the ones who really thrown into the lion's den. What kind of faith should you really have? What kind of God do you really believe in? So if you really say that you believe in all these things, and then nothing will be the issue. That is the power of the faith. So it's very different from the religions. So there will be the God's work, there will be the upon those who already pray. Dear God, thank you for giving us the word of the Daniel's gospel movement that was the pride of, that was the God's pride. Let's be able to enjoy and have the assurance of God, as a God's child, and please bless each one of us. Please bless the next generations. Thank you in Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.